Al-Qaeda banked terrorist groups in Syria have freed a group of nuns. The nuns had been kidnapped by militants from the al-Nusra Front in the town of Maalula last December. Their release comes as part of a swap deal which was negotiated by officials from Qatar and Lebanon.
This is the town of Maalula, north of the Syrian capital, where the story of the nuns of Maalula started over 3 months ago. The Al-Qaeda-linked militants attacked the Christian town, sparking fear over the future of minorities in Syria and the fate of over a dozen nuns who worked in a convent's orphanage. The nuns were kept in the insurgent stronghold of Yabrud. Back then, the kidnappers made high demands, asking for the release of over 800 prisoners held by the Syrian government. But as soon as the Syrian army started moving towards Yabrud, the militants changed their mind. The insurgents agreed to hand over the nuns in exchange of 125 prisoners and millions of dollars paid by Qatar. And after a long period of waiting, the nuns were released.
As you see, what matters is the end result, and we reach what we want with the nuns as they all arrive, 16 of them. All requirements of solving this will be executed with giving too much details. The kidnappers tried to avert from the plan, but we were determined either we go through as agreed.
It is because of the Syrian Arab army achievements that no hostage will be left before ensuring their return to their families, and I hope we will celebrate victory soon.
Upon their arrival, the nuns were welcomed by people who celebrated their release.
It is a good thing the nuns are out, and I hope the two patriarchs who are also kidnapped would be released soon. But the nuns were only released because our army, the Syrian army, is winning on the ground.
The nuns enter the church for the prestigious celebration, leaving behind the ordeal of kidnapping and facing, along with the Christian community in Syria, the fears of insurgency in an uncertain future.
Today's event celebrates the release of 16 nuns who were kidnapped back in 2013 by foreign-backed insurgents. However, thousands of Syrians suffered a similar tragedy, but without the same level of media attention that the case of the nuns received. Ala Ibrahim, RTV, Damascus.